This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We heard Crazy Joe back there from The Doctor Is In, New Vega from their latest album Exit Ocean, some Vampire Weekend, Californe, the first track, not the title track, from Good English's new album Radio Wires, some Franz Ferdinand back there as well. We'll get the playlist updated at wyso.org here in a little bit. But the reason I'm a little behind on that is because we have been setting up yet more musical guests for you to enjoy this evening. I'm very happy that these guys could join us in the studio. You can catch them tomorrow night at Ghostlight Coffee. They'll be doing an acoustic set, kind of like what you're hearing tonight. So we'll get a little taste of these guys and get to know them. We've got Rosedale and Alex Baker in the house. We're going to start off hearing a couple of tracks from Rosedale.
Cool. We are Rosedale. The song is called Online Venting.
So, like, I had everything I wanted, but something sparked my interest from your eye. I can see these problems starting. I'm using tact, but I can't change your mind, cause I'm unpersuasive when filled with fright, and my poor persuasion's giving thoughts to you of leaving me tonight. But time has told, it's only 2 months and one phone calls. Just let go. This pain shows I need more time to grow. Maybe it's meant to be that we go our separate ways. We're nothing different. You've made me change. All I need is some time to become what I was before. Will I end up the same way I began? From birth you're my first and I can't sin. So I'll go back to the emptiness I had to savor this long silence. I'm unpersuasive when filled with fright, and my poor persuasion's begging, please oh please believe in me. Cause time has told, it's only 2 months and one phone calls. Just let go. This pain shows I need more time to grow. Maybe it's meant to be that we go our separate ways. We're nothing different. You've made me change. Oh, I needed some time to become what I was, singing that I'm not one for giving up. I'm not one for giving up. For giving up. Whoa, whoa, oh. I'm not one for giving up. I said I'm not one for giving up. Oh, I'm not one for giving up. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm unpersuasive and filled with fright. My poor persuasion's giving doubts to you. Don't leave me here tonight. So all night I'll leave these messages, and I'm singing in an altered state of mind. Ignore this, I'm just venting. Ignore this, I'm just venting. Cause time has told, it's only 2 months and one phone call. Just let songs. I need more time to grow. Maybe it's meant to be that we go our separate ways. We're nothing different. You've made me change. Oh, I need it sometimes. You become what I was before.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. I'll pass that water over here.
Oh, Sebastian needs some water.
All right. This next song we're going to play is called Speechless. We have a music video for it. You should watch it.
Time that we hit California, I'd legit seen every shade of green. But that's alright with me. Sometimes I just wish I had the balls to say what's up. My name is Mike, what's yours? Let's remember tonight. 'Cause I'll wait too long to do this again. Whoa, oh, you're so amazing, you take away my breath. So I'm left speechless, almost back, made it back. Well, at least you, Chicago, and shuffle's never been so good to me. I could say the same for the city's ladies, 'cause they make the deep dish second place. But that's alright with me, at least for now. Unless she walks this way, I'd have to brush up on my game. I'd have to tell her honestly. I'll wait too long to do this again. Whoa, you're so amazing, you take away my breath. So I'm left speechless. Take my time, whoa, whoa, I've got a one-track mind, whoa, whoa, I can't take my time, 'cause I'll wait too long to do this. Too long to tell them.
like you.
Rosedale, live in the WISO studios, acoustic style. Welcome, welcome. And we've got Alex Baker coming up here in just a moment. I want to ask you, Mike, the name Rosedale has a story. Can you tell us a little bit about that story? I love this.
Sure. It's a pretty generic story. Back in Canada, where I'm from, eh? I don't really have a Canadian accent, kind of. There's a street near where me and my friends sort of started playing music and writing our own songs. And the store is called Long McQuaid that we used to go to. And it's like a music store. It's like a guitar center of Canada. And there's a street that leads up to it, and we'd always walk up that street. And it was called Rosedale Avenue. So we were like, seems fitting. We should name it Rosedale. And a lot of cool stories on that street. Could go on for days.
When you were a kid, back walking up Rosedale, going to the music store, did you have an inkling? I mean, was music always a dream for you? Did you think you'd be doing this full time, or did you think, oh, I'm gonna play in my bands and then, you know, have a grown up job and a life and all of that? Or did you know that like this was it for you?
I knew I liked it a lot, and I knew that I could get pretty good at it. I just wasn't that good at it at the time, like looking back. But it kind of grew on me more and more the more I found out about music and the music that I was into and that whole scene and stuff. I just thought it was really fun and really cool, and I was happy to be a part of something that I actually understood, because a lot of people would think that being 6'9", the only thing you understand is basketball. I'm not very good at basketball. I might be good for like a couple minutes, but then I'm out of breath. So I don't know. I guess I was seeing that I was getting better at it quicker than other things, and I really enjoyed doing it. So
very cool. Very cool. And it's taken you all over the place. I saw that, you know, you played Warped Tour. You've had some spins on MTV2. You're really you've got some stuff out there. That's really exciting.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking about this kind of thing to my friend the other day, and it's kind of something where you don't realize that you're actually progressing as far as a known musician, as far as publicity, until you really look back on things like over the year, because it feels like that sort of stuff happens so slowly, whereas it feels like my songs are being written really quickly when in reality they take forever. And the publicity feels like it's taking forever, but I actually have been pretty lucky with not only getting some publicity but some sponsors from some cool companies, and it's nice to look back and see that some hard work paid off, even if it felt like it didn't.
Now, tonight you're playing with Sebastian. How long have you guys been playing together?
How long have we been playing together, Sebastian?
I don't know, like less than a year, probably like 5 months maybe.
Well,
technically only like a month or two.
Well, when did we meet? We met at a show in Indianapolis where he's from, at the Irving Theater, was it?
The Irving Theater, yeah.
And his band, Follow Me Forward, you should check them out. They're really, really good. They played right after us, and we were blown away. They put on such a great show, and I'm always looking for musicians. So I told Sebastian, next time I have like a kind of Midwest time off / tour thingy, you should learn some drum parts, and he was down. So
it's like boot camp.
Surprisingly, he actually knew a lot of the material before I even started teaching. So that was a really big load off my back and made this upcoming tour super easy for me.
Great. And you've been traveling with Alex Baker. How did you guys hook up? Alex, how did you come into the equation with these guys?
I was at a bar in Cincinnati where I'm from, in Clifton, and I think I offered to load in some of his equipment because he's got a whole bunch. And it's called Baba Budans, and I liked his music, and we started talking somehow. I don't remember it further than that, but
yeah, the venue was called Baba Budans. That's
what?
Right.
Baba Budans.
Baba Budans. And
want to play there.
The bar owner is really, really nice guy. Everybody who works there is really nice. And they were raving about Alex Baker as soon as I got in. And he was like, I wouldn't mind playing a song if that's cool with you guys. We were the only act on the show. So I said, yeah, I'd love to see somebody else who's my height that plays music for a living play a song. So it was really cool to see that. And then everybody in the room was just blown away. So I was like, I got to make sure I help this guy out whenever I get a chance to, just like Sebastian's been helping me out whenever I got the chance. But, any time I was back in Cincinnati, I'd try and contact Alex Baker, which I'm sure he can tell you can be a very, very hard time sometimes to get a hold of him.
I don't like to answer my phone.
It's also the only time you ever get to use AAA.
Oh, and yeah, surprisingly, every time we've been to his house, I've needed to call AAA. The only times I've called AAA, AAA, as we call it in Canada, because we've got CAA. AAA.
And Alex, I know you've been doing some recording, and you have, is it something coming or did it just come out?
It's coming out on Sunday. We're playing a show at the Mad Frog in Cincinnati, and it's called January Blues. And we recorded in one afternoon in my apartment. Mike brought a lot of gear over, and we just recorded 10 songs, and hopefully it sounds pretty good.
Well, can we hear a couple from you?
Certainly.
Play her up, bud.
Oh, yeah. You're darn tootin'.
Who do you want to start with there, bud?
Lindy, Nebraska.
Okay.
Great.
Alex Baker live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're going to take a quick break because I want to swap his mic cable out. And we will be right back to hear some more live music from Alex Baker and from Rosedale. This is Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WISO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield. WISO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Stick around, more live music in just a moment.
They think they know you. You think you know them. We assume the other person is like us. On the next Snap Judgment, from PRX and NPR, you don't know me. Amazing stories about misunderstanding someone else's world. Snap Judgment, storytelling with a beat. Do not miss it.
Thursday night at 11 and Sunday night at midnight on WISO.
On the next Fresh Air, legal scholar Evan Mandery takes us back to the 1970s when the Supreme Court appeared to have abolished the death penalty in the U.S., but in a case 4 years later, reinstated it. He's the author of the new book, A Wild Justice, The Death and Resurrection of Capital Punishment in America. Join us.
Tomorrow afternoon at 3 on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. Coming up on the next On Point, education icon Diane Ravitch championed education reform from vouchers to charter schools. Now she campaigns against all that. Calls it a mistake. We'll ask why. That's coming up on the next On Point from NPR.
Tonight at midnight on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
In one pretty good year, Alabama-raised singer-songwriter Jason Isbell met his new wife, Amanda Shires, got sober, married Amanda, and released the best album of his career, Southeastern. Jason Isbell and Amanda Shires join us to talk about that year and play live on the Next World Cafe.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1, right after Excursions, right here on WISO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We are going to have Alex Baker play a couple of more tracks. He and Rosedale will be performing acoustic sets tomorrow night at Ghostlight Coffee in South Park, right near downtown Dayton. We've got details up on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. But don't go there yet. Just sit back, relax, and here are a couple more live ones from Alex.
All right. You ready, Mike? This one's called T.
I'm not sure if my guitar is up in the... Okay, here we go.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Break my dress my coffin under the Allegheny moon. Winter time on the western shoreline. You can never mind your senses, you don't need them to be bold. All I ever do is fall in love. Some tea with you. All I ever do is fall in love with you, girl. I need your advice. I won't break your fragile bones. When you dress my coffin under Monongahela sky, winter time on the northern shoreline. You can never mind your senses, you don't need them to be bored.
just to drink some tea with you. All I ever do is fall in love with you, girl. I need your advice. Scraping over my head. You know I know you love to embroider. The sun is scraping over my shoulders. Your landscape's looking wonderful, darling. The bones of a Mexican dog. Cops creeping over our border. Smoke a pour out of their wounds. The winter months too lonely without you.
This one's called In the Alley, and it's written about, you know, boozing in the alley, amongst other things.
Tell my love is swell, so get away from me. Night and day, just catch some heaven like you always do. Maybe I'm in the alley. Maybe I'm out for breakfast, kicking the dust on the yellow bus. Olden times, please come back again. I feel lost, more lost than I. I'm in the alley, maybe I'm on the bus, maybe I'm out for breakfast, kicking the dust on the yellow bus. Breakfast, kicking the dust on the yellow bus. And maybe I'm in the alley, maybe I'm on the bus, maybe I'm out for breakfast, kicking the dust on the yellow bus.
Alex Baker, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO, joined by Rosedale on that track. Alex, when the EP comes out on Sunday, how can people get their hands on it?
It's a full length, actually.
Oh, full length. Cool.
10 songs.
Even better.
Should be, well, we're going to sell copies of it at my shows with Rosedale. We're going on tour, and we're selling it online.
Yeah, it'll be on Bandcamp for the first couple weeks, and then hopefully we'll have it up on iTunes within the next couple of weeks. But definitely check it out on Bandcamp because it's probably cheaper there anyway.
Sure. Wonderful. Wonderful. And Bandcamp, the best way to get the Rosedale album as well, or website? Where should people connect with you there?
Yeah, you can go to the website and check out the store and the shows. It's rosedalemusic.net. Or you can go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/RosedaleExpress. And I believe our Bandcamp is rosedale.bandcamp. Or you could even get on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Rosedale.
You've got all the bases covered.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up sometimes.
Do you have iTunes Japan?
We have iTunes, yeah.
In Japan?
There's a couple of Rosedales on iTunes. You got to be careful with those ones. Make sure you preview the song first.
Make sure you've got the authentic Rosedale.
Rosedale from the Canadian Rosedale.
Gotcha. Well, you know, the easiest thing to do would be to come out and see all these guys tomorrow night at Ghostlight Coffee. It's going to be a great show. You got a little taste tonight, but there'll be more to come tomorrow evening. Show gets started around 8 o'clock?
Yep, it's an 8 o'clock show, all ages. It's free. Just come out. There's really good coffee there, I hear.
And indeed.
Yeah, so it should be a really relaxing and chill night.
Let's get free coffee.
Maybe. and you can hang out with us after. We're not doing much. We're just hanging out in Dayton, Ohio. So come out.
Check them out. It's Rosedale and Alex Baker tomorrow night at Ghostlight Coffee in South Park, right there on Wayne Avenue. We're going to hear one right now from Rosedale's album, Real. This is called Epiphany. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you for having us. This is awesome.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Here's one from Rosedale's album, Real. This is called Epiphany. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Let's break away from cliche and stay awake all night.